14 minutes away from 4 o'clock. It's Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bulbarch and Matt Douglas, you've got us until 6:35 tonight, and then it's time for Indians baseball. Tribe off yesterday, back at it today, beginning a brand new homestand. It starts with a three-game series against the Seattle Mariners. First pitch, 7:10 tonight. However, this weekend, it's the Kentucky Derby taking center stage, the 145th running of the Kentucky Derby. And here to break down the Derby and much, much more, we have Adam Burke with BangTheBook.com and Bang the Book Radio joining us on the hotline. Adam, how are you, my friend?
Doing well, Andy. How about you, man?
So far, so good. And, well, let's begin with the Derby. There are a lot of things to break down here, but, you know, I think everybody kind of goes into the Derby thinking that there's a certain way they should probably approach this. What's the best advice you can give to those from a handicapping perspective on the Derby?
The best advice I can give is have fun with it. You know, there are three times a year that everyone gets excited about horse racing. It's the Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont. So if you're not somebody who does it regularly, or you're not familiar with a lot of the names of the jockeys or the different trainers that are out there, have some fun with it. You know, box your, you know, kids' ages or birthdays or your address or whatever else. Just have some fun with it. But, you know, keep that in mind that, you know, this is a very tough thing to actually peg, because you can make a case for each and every one of these horses to actually win this race. Only one of them is going to do it. Only three of them will hit the board, a fourth one for a superfecta. So just keep it in the proper perspective here that it's very exciting. It's very fun. It's the, you know, most exciting 2 minutes in sports, as they say. But if you're somebody who doesn't do this often, you know, keep that in mind and keep the bets pretty reasonable.
As you take a look, I mean, there are some really cool names on there. We were talking about this in the opening segment. That's one of the major draws for me, is to, you know, see the names of the horses. And a lot of times you'll pick a long shot just because you feel good about the name. But as you take a look at some of the long shots in tomorrow's race, which of those long shots do you like the best?
I think there are a couple of long shots. And I guess for the purposes of this, we'll look at the long shots at 20-1 or higher. When you look at Cutting Humor now, Cutting Humor was originally going to be ridden by Corey Lannery, who's actually a very, very good jockey. He's a resident of Louisville, knows Churchill Downs very, very well. But now, with Omaha Beach out of the race, Mike Smith, who won last year on Justify, will be riding Cutting Humor. Now, this is a horse that really hasn't been tested all that much. We haven't seen it step up to the plate a whole lot. But with Todd Pletcher as the trainer, with Mike Smith now up, you know, atop the horse, this is one that's probably going to move down, I would say, quite a bit when we actually get to post time here. Sitting at 20-1 right now, was 30-1 before the jockey switch. So people are already taking notice with Cutting Humor. And I also think By My Standards, who's at 20-1, has a chance to hit the board. I don't think it's going to, you know, wind up winning the race or anything like that, but has had a couple of good runs, a good run in the Louisiana Derby at the fairgrounds, some good practice times. This is one that I think, you know, could be into trifecta or superfecta wagering. Probably won't win, but certainly has a chance to hit the board.
Adam, what's the weather look like for tomorrow down in Kentucky? Are we going to see rain? How much does that have an effect on this?
Yeah, so far the forecast doesn't look great. I mean, it's the one nice thing, and this is something that we talked about. We did a Kentucky Derby podcast on Wednesday here on Bang the Book Radio, and the horse expert that I had on, Brian Blessing, made mention of the fact that the race right before the Kentucky Derby is a turf race. So they give themselves a couple of hours to get this track in order, to try and dry it out as much as humanly possible. Really, it all depends on the timing of the rain. It's going to be a little bit wet. It's going to be a little bit sloppy. There's no question about that. But if it's not pouring right before the race or during the race or something like that, it probably won't be as bad as some people are expecting. But again, it's all about the timing of the rain and when it actually gets there.
Breaking down the 145th running of the Kentucky Derby. That's tomorrow. And we're having some fun with that here with Adam Burke with BangTheBook.com and Bang the Book Radio. Well, one of the guys you see frequently on TV at the three biggest horse races of the season is the trainer Bob Baffert. He actually has three different horses in tomorrow's race. As you take a look at those three, are there any one that really stand out?
Three different horses, and all of them are up near the top of the board. Game Winner is the favorite at 4-1, Roadster at 9-2, and then Improbable at 6-1. So, you know, not only is Baffert well represented with three horses, but he's also well represented at the top of the odds board here. Roadster's been one that's kind of been moving a little bit here this week, the line kind of coming down a little bit on that one. I happen to prefer Game Winner as far as the three Bob Baffert horses go. Game Winner's had some good runs in the rain and on sloppy tracks here. In the Road to the Kentucky Derby, the lead-up races that are kind of how these horses actually qualify to run in this one. So Game Winner is the one that I like if it's pretty wet and if it's pretty sloppy. Roadster may have the best speed of all of them. I think Improbable is just, I think he'll be popular. He'll be somebody that, you know, a lot of people will put up there in their exactas or something like that. I'm just not entirely sure with a late jockey switch here that that he's the one that's going to show up. So I prefer Game Winner the most of the Baffert horses, then Roadster, and then Improbable.
Some interesting prop bets that go along with the Kentucky Derby, and I know you guys posted one on social media earlier today about the age of the jockeys as well, the over-under, I think somewhere in the early 30s. What are some of the more interesting prop bets that you've seen for the Derby tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, that's a really interesting one, especially because you know, you've got an older guy like Mike Smith riding a horse that's a 20-to-1 shot. So that's something you want to keep in mind here is that you know, probably the best jockey, I think he's in his mid-50s or something like that, probably the best older jockey on a horse that's really not expected to do that much here in the Kentucky Derby. But, you know, it's always interesting, too. You always get odds on, you know, will there be a Triple Crown winner? Obviously, we had one last year with Justify. We had one in 2015 with American Pharoah, who may be the best horse of all time with the runaway victory in the Breeders' Cup Classic as well. I don't know if there'll be a Kentucky Derby or a Triple Crown winner this year. You know, the Derby is so spread out from an odds standpoint. We'll see how many of these horses actually run in the Preakness, but that's always an interesting one to look at is, you know, will there be a Kentucky Derby winner, yes or no? Then some places will actually offer, you know, a specific horse or two, and that'll certainly be an offer for the Preakness and the Belmont for whoever wins this one. So that's always real intriguing to me, especially because before American Pharoah, we went so long without one.
Yeah, no question. Again, we're talking with Adam Burke with BangTheBook.com and Bang the Book Radio. We will transition from the Derby to some Major League Baseball tonight. And after taking a look at some of the games that you reviewed at BangTheBook.com earlier, you mentioned that you liked the Brewers over the Mets tonight, so long as Christian Yelich returns to the lineup. Why is it that you like the Brew Crew in that matchup this evening?
Real quickly, I will throw out the horse I like the most in the Kentucky Derby here is Code of Honor. So for anybody that has no idea and they just want to throw a couple of fun money bets out there, Code of Honor, the one that I like the most here in the Derby. As far as the baseball side of things go, you know, I think that you've got a game tonight between the Brewers and the Mets where the Brewers are facing a left-handed starting pitcher who has really bad control problems away from home in Steven Matz. Citi Field is a great pitcher's park. His splits aren't all that well-defined home and road, except for in the walk rate department. And Miller Park has kind of played like Coors Field light this year, averaging well over 10 runs per game in Brewers home games this year. So I think if Matz gets himself in trouble with some traffic on the bases, with that walk rate, with some batted balls, finding some holes because his command's not particularly good, I think the Brewers are in pretty good shape tonight. Also, Josh Hader, very, very fresh. They've been working on some things in side sessions with him. And obviously with Christian Yelich, too. I mean, you know, he's off to a phenomenal start. Really only Cody Bellinger can match him this year. So I do like the Brewers here tonight because their bullpen's in good shape, and also they should get a key cog back in the lineup.
Well, I know you also contemplated playing the over in the Tribe-Mariners matchup down at Progressive Field tonight, but I know you've also kind of come off of that a little bit. Explain why you've come off playing the over tonight.
Yeah, there are a few different reasons. I mean, Shane Bieber's a guy, he's kind of overachieving a little bit here so far this season. A lot of hard contact, but a lot of positive outcomes. The problem is that Seattle as a team is just regressing in rapid fashion. Offensively, they're coming back to earth quite a bit. Now, their pitching staff isn't great, but for Yusei Kikuchi, you know, I mean, the Indians haven't seen him, and a lot of teams haven't seen him. They're not hitting lefties well at all this season. And also, I mean, take a look outside. You know, the ball does not carry well at Progressive Field in conditions like this. You at least have to have, you know, 60s and clear weather for Progressive to play pretty good to hitters. So with tonight's forecast, with Seattle coming back to earth quite a bit, and with the Indians' problems against lefties, even though Bieber has some of those signs of regression, and we'll see if they show up here tonight, it took me off the over for those reasons.
Yeah, not knowing where the mentality of that team might be after that day off, and of course after knowing that they're going to be without Kluber for an extended period of time, tough to gauge where the mentality of that team might be right now as well. Adam, as always, my friend, we appreciate the time. Enjoy the Derby tomorrow, my friend, and we'll have you on again next week.
Sounds great. Take care, boys.
Yep. Thanks, Adam, again. Adam Burke with BangTheBook.com and Bang the Book Radio.